Joining us in studio right now, we have Dana Burns and also Gerald Evans from the First Community Interfaith Institute here to talk about some events they've got planned to highlight the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The Monday holiday is on the 20th, and Dr. King's birthday is when? Isn't his on like the 15th?
His birthday is on 15th of January.
Yeah, okay. So you're kind of right in the middle of this. You do have an event planned for tomorrow, three events overall. Talk about the event that's going on tomorrow at the DeMoncus Branch Library in Sheffield Lake.
Well, the event tomorrow will be at Sheffield Lake, the library, and it's a musical program which is highlight, we call it Ohio Musical Freedom.
And what was the idea behind something like that? You obviously do different events, so tell me a little bit about that at the library.
Okay, the Ohio Musical of Freedom event is going to be highlighting music from the civil rights movement and songs about freedom. And this event gives people the opportunity to stand up and have a voice and speak out respectfully through the arts, which is what we do with our music therapy program.
And it also shows a little bit of the history through those songs.
Yes, it does.
Those songs at that time that were sung as well. One of those that you're going to have is the Black National Anthem. I have a little bit of that for people who maybe have heard this, if I'm not mistaken.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmony of liberty.
So it's a song, and many of those type of songs will be performed, I believe, then, at the event?
Yes. The important about that song is that it was done for Lincoln in Florida in the 1900s. It was a celebration, and the Johnson sons wrote the music and the words to it. And that's because their mother was the first black teacher in Florida. And so this have a lot of historic input, and it's really great to have music like that.
How old is that song? Do you know? Or?
It's around 80 or 90 years old.
The other thing, the event that you have coming up, and again, these events are free and open to the public, I guess.
Yes, very free.
I would say for that. And the event you have coming up on the 18th, this is going on at the Elyria Public Library in their Miller Room. This is your kind of the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Tell me about this event.
This event is about economic freedom. If you remember that Dr. King was killed in Memphis going to a garbage rally. And part of King's fame was about working, about people getting jobs, about people begin to have economic success, because any success is not success until you have money to spend, to take care of yourself, to buy houses and clothes and things like that.
Tell me a little bit about the presentation. Ruth will be doing this. Ruth Battle Evans will be doing the presentation for that.
The presentation for that will be Ruth is one of the speakers, but the official speaker is Roger Smith. And Roger Smith is a gentleman that helped us with our business support network, and he employed three or four of our people in our job training program and business support network.
He's what we call our business resource for the people who are starting up their businesses. And he's going to be speaking about how to be financially sound in building your business.
And you also have a workshop coming up on the 22nd. And tell us a little bit about that one.
Okay. The workshop is dealing with voting, how important voting is, and how to have a skill of voting. Why is it important? And it's important because in our country, the greatest success that we ever had in the country was the Constitution of the United States. And because of the Constitution of the United States, King could have his dream. And because it's always, they always add amendments, they always interpreted by the Supreme Court, and that's really helped us to understand our right to vote and our right to have all the freedoms listed in the Constitution.
Dana, early on you mentioned the music therapy program. Tell us more about that and who's involved and how it works.
Okay, the music therapy program is held at our office location, Knesset House, and we pretty much have people there from different cities, Lorain, Elyria, Sheffield Lake, and we get together and we sing whatever we'd like to sing. We sing as a group. We create our own music. Like, for instance, we have a song we do, and we turned a gospel song into a marching ballad. And so it's a lot of creativity and just coming together to relax and express ourselves and just share what we have with one another as far as our musical abilities. So it's a nice outlet.
I know you've been kind of busy December with Kwanzaa. You had a lot of week-long activities for that. How did those go for you this year?
Went very well. We have an increase of attendance. We have wonderful covers by the Conical Telegram. They came and took pictures, and it's emphasized how inclusive the holiday is. Although it's an African-American holiday, but we have people from all hues, white, black, Chinese people came to see the holiday and the seven principles. So it was really a great success. Now our programs are based on building community, building families. It's based on making people feel that they are part of Elyria. And we have a lot of homeless people there. We have a lot of poor people there, a lot of people with money there. And you get that mix, and you get very creative, the people there. And that's what we're trying to do in the community. We're trying to really let people know that whether you got no dollars or you got $1 million, you are important in Elyria.
And of course, this makes it a busy time of year because right after that's finished, then you have these presentations for Dr. King this month as well. So it's a busy time for you right now. And again, the events you have coming up, the first one is coming up tomorrow night, the 14th at 7 o'clock at the Demarcus Branch Library on East Lake Road in Sheffield Lake. It's the Ohio Musical of Freedom, put on by the First Community Interfaith Institute. If people want to find out more about these events as well, what's a good way for them to do that?
Well, there's many ways. Dana, have a phone number to give
Yes, you. I have a phone number. They can call area code 440-366-3244. And they can also come to 142 Cleveland Street in Elyria, our office, on Friday between 6 and 8 p.m. We have fellowship time, and we also give away free food and clothing for those who are in need.
So how does that building hold up in a 0 degree, minus 11 temperature over there?
Fabulous.
How did it work out for you?
It was a blessing from God, and I was expecting the pipes to be all over the place, but it was warm and it was comfortable. So we were glad that it held up.
You never know with the weather or something like that. But
when a building built in the 1850s, they built them strong.
still lasting today. And, of course, you being the resident of that, obviously, keeping a tradition going on with that at that building. Again, if people want to find out more, again, 366-3244. And we should also mention that there's a lot of events going around the community as well. I know in Elyria, we'll be talking with LaTanya Connolly from the city of Elyria this coming Thursday, I believe. She's going to be on our program. Do I ever?
Yeah,
is it Thursday? Yeah, she'll be here talking as well about the events that they always have for their program that's taking place. But the city of Elyria as well will also have that. Where did you get this flyer? I might want to ask that because this is there's the flyer that they have that has all the events for the entire week's worth in the area.
Well, here. LaTanya, she sent that to me.
Okay.
And We print a lot of them, and with our literature, we send it out also. We give it to people so they know they can't attend our event, they can attend some event.
And you said yesterday's Chronicle had a nice page article or a page description of all the different events?
Yeah, on
activities.
Page B4.
And then people can check out all the events, so it's a lot of things in Lorain County happening this week and going through next Monday, even Tuesday, I think, and Wednesday with your event as well. honoring the life and the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thanks for stopping in this morning, Dana Burns, Reverend Gerald Evans. Thank you again for coming in.
Yeah, thank you,
Bruce. Thanks.